From Radio Deutsche Welle, Melody Time. Join us for half an hour of light classical music. Hello, I'm Diane Erickson. We'll open today with a march. About 150 years ago, a young Hungarian musician named Johann Gungel traveled from Berlin to St. Petersburg in Russia, carrying this march along with his belongings. No sooner had he arrived than he decided to dedicate it to a train station. As you can imagine, this was no ordinary train station. It was the brand new Pavlovsk station near St. Petersburg, which had also earned a reputation as a musical station. A Western European-style entertainment center named the Vauxhall had opened right next door, sporting a winter garden and a big park, a hotel and restaurant, and above all, large ballrooms for dances and concerts. There was also a pressing need for musicians, so Gungel, a forerunner of Johann Strauss, came to Pavlovsk and presented his rousing march Vorwärts, Forward, in the Vauxhall Entertainment Center. And here it is. Thank you. Charles March Forwards, Forward, with Leo Korkin conducting the Petershof Orchestra from St. Petersburg. Let's spend a little more time with this same orchestra, dedicated to preserving the memory of Pavlovsk and the Vauxhall Entertainment Center. Around the middle of the 19th century, both audiences and musicians in Pavlovsk were anxious to learn more about Western music. The first freelance professional musicians played there for listening and dancing and put on concerts for a very receptive audience. So receptive, in fact, that often after a night of dancing and endless encores, they had forgotten all about going home. That is, until the train blew its whistle at midnight. A major attraction of the time was Johann Strauss the Younger, who performed for many successive summers in Pavlovsk. One of the regular guests at his concerts was the Russian composer Peter Tchaikovsky, who heard one of his own early compositions conducted by Strauss there for the very first time. Tchaikovsky's famous piano nocturne in D minor, Opus 19, Number 4, was also presented in Pavlovsk's musical train station in a setting for cello and string orchestra, as we'll hear now, played by the Petershof Orchestra with cellist Leonid Gorokhov. Leo Korkin conducts.
Thank you.
Tchaikovsky's Nocturne in D minor. After his Russian tours, including stopovers in Pavlovsk, Johann Strauss the Younger brought some of the musical inspiration he'd gotten there back to his native Vienna. Musicologists later noted traces of such Russian influence in his music. Prince Arlovsky in the operetta Die Fledermaus is one such character. Not only is the prince portrayed musically with somewhat exotic sounds, but the character is actually supposed to have been based on a real person. Originally, Strauss gave this youthful man of the world an alto voice, something occasionally overlooked in casting. In this recording, under the baton of Nicholas Arnoncourt, the part is sung by an alto, as Strauss originally intended. With the Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam, Marianna Lipovsek sings Orlovsky's couplet from Die Fledermaus. Marianna Lipovsek sang the couplet from Johann Strauss's operetta, Die Fledermaus. Next on Melody Time, let's go to a more intimate ensemble, a salon orchestra. A very commonplace ensemble in the 19th century, entertaining audiences in salons and cafes and at the fashionable spas. With time, salon orchestras went out of fashion, but now they're beginning to crop up all over again. Take the Salon Orchestra Köln, which consists of professional musicians from symphony orchestras. Over the past few years, it's played an important role in the revival of the lovely, forgotten old salon music. Next, a piece composed by Adolf Jensen, performed in the classic salon orchestra formation. Murmendes Lüftchen is the title, or Murmuring Breeze, played by the Salon Orchestra Köln. Salon Orchestra Köln with Adolf Jensen's Murmelndes Lüftchen. Next we feature the renowned Alban Berg Quartet. These four musicians are actually more at home on the serious concert stage, but we'll hear them make a slight detour into the realm of light music. Of course, there is a precedent. On May 27, 1921, three composers, champions of the revolutionary form of 12-tone music, Arnold Schoenberg, Anton Webern, and Alban Berg, whom this quartet is named after, presented a special concert to benefit their Association for Private Performances. But instead of their radical new music, they staged a concert of traditional old Viennese music. In tribute to that memorable event, the Alban Berg Quartet once repeated the entire performance, from which we'll hear this excerpt, the Annen Polka by Johann Strauss the Elder. The Alban Berg Quartet with Johann Strauss the Elder's Annen Polka, in tribute to a noteworthy evening of music held around 76 years ago. What other city in the world but Vienna is so closely identified with so many different types of music from so many eras? There's Viennese operetta, the famous Viennese Schrammel music, not to mention the beloved Viennese waltzes, as well as the startling new Viennese school of 12-tone music, and of course Viennese classics such as Mozart, Beethoven, and Haydn, to name just a few of the most dazzling lights. To close today's melody time, let's hear a little taste of Joseph Haydn. The Philharmonia Orchestra of London performs the third movement of Haydn's Trumpet Concerto in E-flat, with Riccardo Muti conducting, on trumpet, Maurice André.
Thank you.
Concludes today's Melody Time. I'm Diane Erickson, and along with author Barbara Anders, producer Rick Folker, and studio engineer Brigitte Klopper, I'd like to say thanks for listening, and join us again.